Hi, this is John Biederbach, and we are here back today with the Hats Chat podcast. Today, we're in episode 3, and we're talking about the fifth grade adventure campout. And we've got John Baldwin.
Hey, big guy.
The director of operations. What's your official title?
Chief. Change it. So I'd say managing director is
chief,
what we're going
chief
with.
Chief cook and bottle washer.
Yeah. Any of the above.
Well, good. So the theme of this campout is adventure. What should teams expect from this campout?
Well, I'll tell you, this is one of my very, very favorite campouts. It's designed to challenge dads and students to work together to overcome a variety of challenges. And these challenges may be physical, they may be mental, they may be individual, they may be a dad and daughter, dad and son specific, or they could be a challenge that the entire team needs to overcome. And it's really exciting for this camp out. We have a whole new set of challenges that we've never used or seen in HATS before. So the teams, you guys can expect a lot of really fun challenges that you're going to have to overcome. Working with your dad and working as a team to kind of figure those out, and throughout the weekend to realize that, hey, this isn't an autocratic system anymore. I mean, you know, for a dad, that that now, you know, for the first time maybe, they have to, these are problems that neither one of them have ever seen.
Yeah.
And so they have to work together as a team to solve it. So I think those are really valuable lessons, and it's the first step, one of the early steps of them beginning to work together as partners rather than sort of a hierarchical kind of relationship.
All right, so one of the things we want to do with this podcast is we want to give the teams opportunities to communicate on the way to a campout. And so we're going to ask you a series of questions, and we'd like you to pause and answer the questions, and then you can come back to the podcast. Okay, question for the dads. Dad, tell your student about a problem that required a group to solve as you were growing up. You either needed friends, or you needed a parent, or you needed additional resources, something bigger than you could solve by yourself. What are some memories you have about specific teams? You don't need to mention any names, but that kind of typify this and to demonstrate the sense of adventure, the way maybe teams looked at a specific problem.
During Women's Army, there's a particularly difficult physical challenge. This son would just not quit. He would just stick with it and stick with it and stick with it. And he was frustrated, but he was just determined that it wasn't going to beat him, and he went all the way to the end, all the way back. He was exhausted when he got done. But what was cool about it is that all the other dads and sons were seeing how hard he was working, how determined he was to finish. Then they all started cheering for him. They all started, just, hey, you can do it. Stay with it, and just told him to keep pushing. And he stayed with it. And when they got finished, and his dad was just so incredibly proud of him for not quitting, that it was, when he hit the finish line, everybody was cheering, and it was just a terrific victory, I thought, for him personally. And I think that his dad saw him in a different light, from that.
And when you think about going to more of an open area, for 48 hours, no electronic distractions, putting teams in, whether 18 inches apart, I think it creates opportunities for that kind of interaction that they don't have in the rest of their lives. Dad, I want you to tell your student about growing up and the interaction with your dad. Did you guys go camping and do a bunch of individual activities? Did you never do individual activities? And then for the student, I'd like you to tell your dad things that you enjoy doing with them and that you'd like to do more. The mission statement of this program is growing relationships, communication, and leadership through adventure with our dads. And that adventure component, I think, is critical because it puts you in situations where your relationship is stressed, your communication is stressed, your leadership ability is stressed. And I think the only way you grow in something is when you really exercise it. If you think about the weightlifting example, you know, you can sit here and curl a pencil all day long, it's not going to help you. You know, you really need to put that muscle under load. And I think we put our teams under load, and then we give them opportunities and tools on how to push through.
You know, this camp out, I think, is I love the concept of this fall fifth grade camp out, because it is when we start bringing challenge in, we start meshing the challenge with the adventure, with the leadership, with communication. We're hitting all the primary aspects of our mission statement in this camp out. The challenges that the girls are going to face, it's six really big challenges. Five of them are going to be brand new to the dads too, and they're going to be fun, and they're going to be whipped when they get finished with them. It's going to require them to think independently as a daughter. It's going to take a dad to listen to his daughter and for them to work together as a team. It's going to take the team to work together and sometime to figure out what we're going to do. It's going to cause them to take the lead. It's going to require them to listen. So leadership is going to rise. It's going to fall on each of these kids. And I think they're all going to learn a lot. It's a great camp out to do that. And for the boys, they're going to have the same challenges, but one-man army brings it to a different, they bring a different flavor to it, because we teach some really important lessons in life. You know, going to work, studying, just the things you have to do as a man, as a dad. What we like to say on the camp out is some challenges are light as a feather. Some challenges are heavy as a truck, and you can try to push a truck by yourself. You can try all day, and it's not for a lack of effort, but some burdens are just too heavy for you to do by yourself, and you need to get everybody you can find to push a problem, a challenge that's as heavy as a truck.
All right, this is a mere question, and when we say mere question, what we want is we want one person, either the student or the dad, to talk first, and then when we want the other person to respond. But this is for the teams, both dad and student. What's one thing that you're looking forward to on this camp out, and what's one thing that you're maybe a little apprehensive about? This is called the fifth grade challenge camp out, but the theme is adventure. And what can you take into this camp out to apply to make your experience better?
I had something with all three of my kids, had something different. My oldest son, his favorite snack was Salsa Verde Doritos, and that was for the tent. And with Mackenzie, we played checkers. And with Mike, we played Uno, and we had our game. And so we really loved it. When campfire was over on a Saturday night, we'd go back to our tent, we'd open our whatever snack was there, we played our traditional game, and we did it every time. And so if you guys don't have something like that, talk about maybe something really be fun and for you guys to do that's just unique to you, and a special time that you can do every time you come out on a Haz camp out.
Yeah, some of the other ones I've heard about, I found for myself that I had to have a tent that I could stand up in. And so I went to REI and I bought the tallest tent I could get.
And it'd be a big one.
Well, and I know other people, you know, the daughter would say, look, I really don't like camping, but if you get me a really comfortable cot, or if you get me this air mattress, or one of them said, you know, I want to make pizza, you know, for dinner, or, you know, they had very specific examples of what they wanted.
Yeah, those are great memories. And so make it unique to you. You know, talk about it, come up with something, and be it something new, something to eat, something to cook, whatever it is. Build your own tradition.
That's a great challenge for the fifth grade challenge campout. This is John Biederbach. I've been here with John Baldwin. And just remember, miracles don't happen overnight. Sometimes they take a whole weekend.